We are gathered together to honor a Vaishnav who has so deeply affected our hearts and transformed our lives. In connection to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple, everyone has either directly or indirectly been transformed by the association of Mahaprabhu Prabhu. We have just had the special fortune to hear from His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj. As he was speaking, my heart was totally melting, and I just felt such a brotherhood with him, God brotherhood, in the service of Srila Prabhupada, because of the very inconceivable, sweet, and intimate way that the two of us together associated with Mahaprabhu Prabhu. His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj was there for the planting of the seed of bhakti, or let us say the awakening of the seed of bhakti in Mahaprabhu's heart. And more than anyone, he was there to water that seed. And Mahaprabhu Prabhu had such profound gratitude and devotion to His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj, because it was through that relationship that Srila Prabhupada so much manifested in the heart and in the life of Mahaprabhuji. I first met Mahaprabhu Prabhu in 1979, and at that time at Radha Ras Bihari Temple, there was a serious legal case where prominent devotees who were all Western were being accused of criminal activities, serious criminal activities. And Srinathji Prabhu was very much a dedicated devotee at that time. He had had so many years of association with Srila Prabhupada and His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj. And Mahaprabhu Prabhu, you know, he took on this case, and he was one of the leading lawyers. And the more he studied the accusations against ISKCON, the more he read the books, the more he learned about Prabhupada, the greater the faith he had. And this nature in him to be a warrior, to fight with inconceivable courage to protect Srila Prabhupada's devotees. It was first manifested then, and it just continued growing over the years and over the decades. We have heard from so many, and each and every one of your offerings was truly beautiful, filled with sincerity, with gratitude, and with love for Mahaprabhu Prabhu. An incredible tribute to his life, an exalted community of people have come together, and this event has already been about 6 hours, and every devotee had to cut themselves off from everything they wanted to speak. Mahaprabhu cared so deeply. And each devotee has a nature. The whole idea of Varnashram is that people of different natures express their devotion to Krishna accordingly. Mahaprabhu, he had deep gratitude, deep love, and deep care for Srila Prabhupada, for Srila Prabhupada's movement, and for all the devotees connected. And from the roots of that care, we have heard many examples today of how Mahaprabhu planted the seed of devotion in people's hearts, watered that seed, cut the weeds around that seed, and how he was inconceivably courageous to protect devotees. Any obstacle in a devotee's life, Mahaprabhu was willing to confront that. It may have been, parents who were apprehensive. Mahaprabhu, with such grace, would dovetail his role in society as being a successful lawyer, a respected member of society. He would convince parents who were afraid and negative toward our movement to be proud of their children. And most of those parents became devotees also in course of time. We heard about devotees who were employed by abusive employers, and how Mahaprabhu would go right to the office of that person and straighten it out. We heard of situations in colleges where devotees were being ridiculed because of their devotional inclinations, and how Mahaprabhu, he would go to the principals, he would go to the teachers, and they would all change, practically without exception, because of his conviction, because they just had to respect this man. Therefore, they had to respect the devotees he was defending. At Radharas Bihari Temple, when there was that legal case and so many other legal cases after that, Srinathji Prabhu and Giriraj Swami and Mahaprabhu would fight for, because of the dignity, the integrity of Mahaprabhu's personality and the respect he had earned, top lawyers who charge a fortune for every minute they meet with people, they were dedicating large amounts of time to help to fight this case, directly or indirectly, without charging anything. Yes, at those times when Kirtanananda Swami was very much prominent, in Srinathji Prabhu and Mahaprabhu Prabhu were his right and left hands, and they were so totally powerful. And then situations changed. And when we established Radha Gopinath Temple, I remember at the beginning, there's some inconceivable situations. But I was asked to stay in Bombay during this time because Mahaprabhu Prabhu and Srinathji Prabhu insisted that I stay. And it was just shortly after that. At the beginning, we were just at Sea Face Park. And there was really nothing. And then we had one little tiny room in the downstairs of the building on, in Chopati, the Lady Northcote Hindu Orphanage. So we had no place to gather. We would, all of our programs would be at people's homes. But, you know, people's homes are small. So every night till late at night, we were just, you know, preaching at people's homes. And every night without fail, whatever the event was, Mahaprabhu Prabhu was always there. Bringing people, cultivating people. And the event at his home in Kar really was the main center. It was our main temple. It was the largest event in that little garage. And I remember in those days, I would come every Friday. And it began just filling up the little garage, and gradually people started spilling out into the driveway and then into the parking lot. And as it grew bigger, because I'm a very little person in every way, people couldn't hear me. So they got a microphone and a sound system for me. And I would speak in the microphone. And Mahaprabhu was, he just cared so deeply for everyone. Most of the people who were coming were English-speaking people. But some of the elder people, like the parents, they didn't speak English. And Mahaprabhu wanted to make sure that every single person was given every benefit of the event that he was hosting. Not a word was ever spoken at the Kar Road Center that it was not translated into Hindi by Mahaprabhu. You know, at the beginning stages, he would invite whoever would come, and if otherwise, he would give the lectures. But in one sense, as Giriraj Swami Maharaj explained, Mahaprabhu's translations, there was a certain acknowledged editorial leniency that every speaker gave him. Sometimes I would say something very serious, and after the translation, everyone would laugh. Sometimes I would say something very funny, and after the translation, everyone looked very concerned. So he would translate everything perfectly, but he would also embellish with his own wonderful concern for what everyone needed to hear. That was his reason. When he would ask questions, I believe it was Satchidananda Prabhu, he brought out, every question he would ask was on behalf of someone. Because Mahaprabhu Prabhu cared so much about the people he was preaching to, directly or indirectly, he could feel what they were going through. And out of his compassion, he would ask just the questions that would address what was in individual people's hearts. And I'm just remembering so many times I had a microphone and a sound system. And as I was giving the talk, quite often people would say, "We can't hear, could you make it louder?" Mahaprabhu's translation never had any sound system, and nobody ever asked him to repeat it. His voice was louder than a sound system. Sometimes I remember, you know, he would be translating in such a powerful way that there's, you know, not far, there's the Car Road railway station, and just behind and over the garage was a bridge where people would go to get the train. And sometimes I would see crowds of people on the bridge in rapt attention, hearing him giving his Hindi translations. It wasn't just the power of his vocal cords. That was there. It was the volume of his enthusiasm to share the message of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Sri Radha Gopinath with the world. In those early days at the Car Road, we always began it with Harinam Sankirtan. We'd begin from his house and we would chant and we would dance to the Car Road station, and we'd stay there. And every few minutes during the kirtan, we would stop it and Mahaprabhu would give a lecture to all the crowds. And sometimes there'd be like a dozen lectures. And by the time we got back to the Car Road station, it was sometimes quite late. I mean, to the center, to Radha Vrindavan Natavara's temple. But everyone stayed, and there'd be lecture, there'd be kirtan and dancing, and then wonderful prasad. And whatever I speak about Mahaprabhu, I can't separate my appreciation and gratitude to Palika Devi, who was so much, you know, foundational to his enthusiasm and his determination. The two of them together are living within the hearts of all of us. And practically everybody I see at Radha Gopinath Temple, I see the influence of Palika and Mahaprabhu Prabhu in their hearts, in their lives, and in their faith. For that, I am forever grateful. Mahaprabhu is very loud, very bold. Along with Srinathji Prabhu, they would be anxious for fights. I remember Srinathji Prabhu and Mahaprabhu would come to me in my room when there was, and whenever there was some crisis that had to be dealt with. And they would say, Srinathji would always say, "I am always eager for a good fight. And Mahaprabhu is my right hand." And Mahaprabhu and Srinathji Prabhu, as was said, there was, I believe, 22 serious court cases at the beginning of Radha Gopinath Temple trying to shut us down. And they fought them all, and they were enthusiastic, and they weren't alive. And my relationship with Mahaprabhu was extremely sweet, extremely loving, and very variegated. Because we are very different personalities. I really don't like good fights. I just like to preach and spread peace. I'm not a warrior in that way. And he very much is. And he's very bold. And actually, my nature, I'm very shy. When I used to go to school, every teacher would complain to my parents that your child is so shy, he never talks. And when I first came to Krishna consciousness, I was just in Vrindavan, just living with Brijabasis, just hearing. And then later at New Vrindavan, I was just on a mountain taking care of cows and doing deity worship. And somehow or other, I was pushed out into the world to preach. And I was very enthusiastic to preach. I'm always enthusiastic to preach because I want to serve my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, as the servant of the servant. But my nature, I'm not a bold person. And Mahaprabhu is so bold, and he's so courageous, and he's so assertive. And at a certain point, he's serving under me. He's 15 years older than me. And quite often, devotees would complain to me about Mahaprabhu Prabhu, that, you know, they would say he's burning people out because he's so strong and he's so forceful. And I would just smile because I knew that the fire of his devotion was so pure and filled with such compassion that either he's going to burn away, he's going to burn into your heart and melt it totally, like he did to most. But even if he burned somebody out, I knew it would certainly purify that person. But my relationship with Mahaprabhu was very sweet and very special. Because sometimes it was required that I had to be very assertive in my private meetings with him. And I would have to chastise him. And I could say, and I'm repeating what so many said, Mahaprabhu, in his enthusiasm, in his determination, in his great care, he was bold, and he was sometimes very assertive and apparently aggressive. But he always had such a humble heart. There was never an argument. Anything I pointed out to him, sometimes he would cry. Oh, I hurt this person. I didn't mean to do that. And I would cry. We would cry together because I understood him so deeply, and he understood that I understood, and it was just very sweet. Mahaprabhu had such a soft, loving, fatherly, brotherly heart. He cared so deeply for everyone, And you know, he expressed it in various ways. To be a father to hundreds of our devotees. On behalf of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and on behalf of our entire Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Parampara, I'm offering sincere gratitude to Mahaprabhu Prabhu for his incredible life of dedication, faith, and devotion. Such a preacher, he would take every possible opportunity to preach. And if there was absolutely no opportunity, Mahaprabhu would make the opportunity to preach. To the core of his heart, he was a preacher. And I can imagine how difficult that must have been for his family. Just such a powerful person, and I believe, you know, he expected his family also to live up to the standards that he believed so strongly. But because he has such love for every member of his family, his brothers, his sisters, his children, his wife, his everyone. We see how today there's such a beautiful recognition that they had of his unmotivated, uninterrupted, pure spiritual love for them. Mahaprabhu was simply always there for everyone. And more than ever before, I believe he's there for each and every one of us today. And whenever we remember his example, whenever we appreciate the wonderful gifts of his compassion, he's with us. With all of his courage, with all of his brilliance, with all of his compassion, Mahaprabhu is living in our hearts. His departure from this world was just like Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, bringing him deeper into the core of our hearts. Mahaprabhu, Prabhu, so unique. He brought hundreds of people to the lotus feet of Radha Gopinath. And as was explained earlier, he brought Radha Gopinath to hundreds and to tens and thousands of people's hearts. It's Radharani and Gopinathji's Leela that, you know, how they appeared in Chopati, Mumbai. At that time, I was residing at the beginning just on the floors of different devotees' homes, Srinathji Prabhu's homes, because there was just inconceivable challenges going on. And later on in that little rat-infested room in Radha Gopinath Temple, and we couldn't even have a morning program because it was just such a tiny thing, and just, you know, little brahmacharis, a few of us would clap our hands and have Mangalarti. And then we decided, let's go upstairs. It was Tinkerbell High School. The hall was divided into four sections for four different classrooms. And early morning before the classes, at one end, it was the Bombay Center for Iyengar Yoga. And we would go up there before the classes while the yogis would be standing on their heads and doing asanas. We would have our morning program at the other end. And I would, after a couple years, I came back to America just for about a month. And while I was away, it was Janmashtami. And when I came back, I went into the hall and I saw the deities on the altar. You know, they made a little makeshift altar. And I went, you know, how did they come? And it was explained to me that it was Janmashtami and they wanted to invite people to come for Janmashtami and they needed deities. And Mahaprabhu went to Jaipur and somehow or other just, he practically kidnapped the deities. Krishna Chandra Prabhu explained they were meant to go somewhere else. They were bought by someone, another temple. But Mahaprabhu just paid a little extra Lakshmi to the Murtiwala, the deity maker, and convinced him, give us these deities, and just brought them. And when I returned, it was just so beautiful. We named them and installed them. So it was Mahaprabhu's assertive, enthusiastic, courageous nature that attracted Radha Gopinath to come to attract all of our hearts. What can I say? I am just forever indebted to both Srinathji Prabhu and Mahaprabhu Prabhu. Foundational pillars to all the projects that have developed. And I pray that all of our devotees will keep this beautiful fire alive in our hearts of appreciation and gratitude for the compassion of Mahaprabhu. It was spoken about, you know, how he was getting older and how things changed. And I would just like to conclude with an analogy that at the beginning times of Radha Gopinath Temple and the Car Center, Mahaprabhu was bringing people to Krishna consciousness. And the way he did it was so miraculous and dynamic. How he brought Sahadev Prabhu and Radha Krishna Prabhu and Palika Devi, and how he brought Satchidananda, and how he cultivated all the doctors who would later establish Bhaktivedanta Hospital, and how he helped to preach to Krishna Chandra Prabhu. It was just unbelievable and incredible, so much under the inspiration of His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj. And I remember he would love to arrange programs for me to come. And he would always point out, and I remember he pointed out, this person right here, he's really important, you should preach to him. And that person later became His Holiness Bhaktirasamrita Swami Maharaj. That time he had longer hair and he was a student or something. That was Mahaprabhu Prabhu. He would always just be cultivating people's hearts. But later on, what happened is these people that he made devotees and these people who were being attracted to Radha Gopinath Temple, as the years came, they became empowered preachers and empowered leaders and empowered managers. And Mahaprabhu was no longer like the one, along with Srinathji Prabhu. there were just so many others. And the legal cases were not so much anymore. And I was thinking that during the Battle of Sri Lanka, Hanuman exerted all of his incredible propensities of carrying mountains and fighting with his clubs. And later when Ram was coronated as the king of Ayodhya, then Hanuman didn't have to fight anymore. somehow or other, he had to keep busy, though. And sometimes Mahaprabhu reminded me of Hanuman in Ayodhya, in the sense that he didn't have all the battles and fighting, even though he loved to do that. In which case, you know, he naturally took the role of a father for our entire community. And he will remain a father for our community forever. Let us take a moment to join our hearts as one in our love and our respect and our gratitude to Mahaprabhu. And our deepest condolences to all of his family. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.